This episode of Keep Calm and Crown On is brought to you by MinuteWithMary.com. Don't forget that you can always head to MinuteWithMary.com/discount to get your discount on my favorite item of the month. It's only for our podcast listeners, of course, so make sure you head there, MinuteWithMary.com/discount.
Well, doing that is perhaps not as easy for me as it is for you.
Why?
Because I have a beating heart. A character. A mind and a will of my own. I am not just a symbol. I can lead not just by wearing a uniform or by cutting a ribbon, but by showing people who I am. Mommy, I have a voice.
Let me let you into a secret. No one wants to hear it.
Are you talking about the country? My own family?
No one.
From Providence, Rhode Island, welcome to Keep Calm and Crown On. It's a podcast dedicated to the crown on Netflix, so grab your best cup of tea and let's get royal. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. My name is Mary Larson.
My name's Blake, and it's been a while, ladies and gents, and I'm glad we're back.
We are. We, of course, took a break while Outlander Season 5 was on air, and as much as I've loved our time with Outlander, I was really thankful to begin our voyage back into the crown with this particular episode of television.
Yeah, this was one of those episodes of television that just wasn't messing around. Mm-hmm. Absolutely not. And I was so happy, like you said, to get back into it after Outlander, and this was a good one to get us back into the whole vein of the crown. And I also feel like this is the emotional core of what they were trying to get at. Mm-hmm. For this season, it's a really, really, really big deal. So, I'm in. I'm in. I'm ready to go. This is awesome, man.
So, of course, we haven't been here for a little while. We wanted to remind you all that you will want to find the rest of these podcast episodes about the crown and much more by going to maryandblake.com. You can find us on social media by searching Mary and Blake. And while you're there, you can find other podcasts that can keep you company while you're expanding your television or movie literature. Right, Blake. Break it on down. Give us the episode details.
Yeah, I forgot how epic the music is in this show.
Right?
It's, oh, my
it makes
goodness.
You like sit up a little taller. You're like, oh, fancy tonight.
I know. Like it's almost like too classy for us. That's what I feel like we're getting to that point.
Listen, man. We're all in our jammies.
I know.
We're all chilling.
Yeah, because we haven't podcasted about this show since before the pandemic.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a whole new gig for us.
Yep.
If you're listening to Keep Calm and Crown On.
In the future.
In the future.
Today is May 27th, 2020.
And we're still in the thick of it.
Yeah. Oh! It's like we're married.
Oh, he's just so cute.
So tell me the title, because this is a hard thing to pronounce.
Yeah, this is the title of this episode 306, is Tewysog Cymru. Which is Welsh, and I'll save you the Google search for
okay.
it. It is Welsh for Prince of Wales.
Ooh.
So
perfect.
Yeah, you know how like sometimes you can kind of like suss out what some things mean just by yeah.
Unless it's in Greek.
Yeah,
and you're like, I don't even know how to pronounce that.
I didn't
letter.
Know those are letters.
Yes.
Those are just symbols.
Yes.
You cannot suss out Tewysog Cymru.
I would say Twy Wysog. But it's Tawasog.
Tawasog, yes.
Yeah.
This one was written by, of course, Peter Morgan, who is the showrunner of The Crown. But also, this is the only episode of the season that was co-written by somebody else. His name's James Graham. Mm. He has written many plays in England, but he is most famous for in the television world for writing the movie Brexit on HBO. It was with Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah, okay.
And how Brexit was kind of brought on by this one particular dude. Oh. It's played by Benedict Cumberbatch anyways. So that's what he is most famous for, aside from writing this episode of mm-hmm. The Crown.
Cool.
And that's that. What's your corgis rating, Mary?
Oh my goodness. As I said, you know, for us to come back to this episode after having a long time away from The Crown, it was perfection. So mm-hmm. it is a straight up 5 corgis.
Yeah. Yeah. Straight up 5 corgis.
How about
for
you?
Me too.
Yeah, right?
I really, 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 really liked this episode mm-hmm. of The Crown because I actually really cared. And it's funny because Prince Charles, you know, my perception of him.
Oh my God.
Is not great, Bob.
Dink.
Yeah.
And so for those of you who can't tell, we're from New England. We're from the United States. And granted, I love all things royal weddings.
Oh, yes.
And I love all the royal babies. But at least for us here in the U.S., our perception of Prince Charles is a cheating pile of scum.
Yeah, and kind of deservedly
at least
so.
For Blake and I. At least for Blake and I.
Yeah, and one of the things that I'm not sure if we've talked about on this podcast is that my mom, you know, who passed away back in 2002, she was, like, insanely obsessed with Princess Diana, where, you know, like, she watched the wedding, she was recording the news when she died.
I mean, you guys honestly have an entire china cabinet full of like plates with Princess Diana's face on it and little tchotchkes. And
I wish you were wrong.
I know.
I wish you were wrong. And you're not, Mary.
So for us to have been given a little insight, granted fictionalized because it's a television show
sure,
on
yeah.
Netflix,
yeah.
but to give us a little bit more perspective
yeah.
into what it might have been like for Prince Charles, especially growing up.
Yep.
You know, we've been able to see Queen Elizabeth, of course, and how different and difficult being a royal can possibly be, which
right.
is, once again, quite foreign for those of us living in the United States.
Yeah, it's almost like the closest thing I could ever think to it being would be like being a Kennedy